Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. It is snowing en la mañana. Esa mañana, Canutito woke up muy temprano. He looked through los vidrios empañados de la ventana. Outside, he could see that, en la noche, a blanket of snow had fallen and covered up todo el patio. Right away, he perked up, todo excitado by the idea of going pa' fuera and resbalarse en la nieve. He hadn't slid in the snow since, el año pasado, and he could hardly wait. Hey, where do you think you're going tan de mañana? Whispered Grampo Caralampio, lifting his cabeza and leaning it on his elbow. Can't you hear el viento afuera? It is too cold even for los moscos to fly, he said, pointing to a pile of dead flies on the floor by the window. And mira, your grandma is still bien dormida. Canutito looked over to the other side of la camalta, where Grandma Cuca was still fast asleep. Ooh, she was all bunched up into a little bolita, with the fresadas pulled tightly up to her chin. He remembered how when he was little he would sometimes get frightened en la noche, and he would crawl over to dormir en las patas. There, safely tucked between his grandpo and his grandma's toes, he would sleep sin miedo. Sometimes, though, he would wake up to find a toe picándole la nariz. Still, this morning, though, he just couldn't go back to bed. He needed to be up and maybe even hacer un snowman. He threw back las fresadas and started to look around for his calzones. It was a little cold for him in el cuarto, since he had slept nomás en chortes, as many of the country boys often did. Oh, he had often told that in the big cities like Taos or Talpa, los muchitos would dormir en pajamas. Finally, he found sus lonas, and he slipped into them, fastening his jeans con una faja. By that time, his own grampito had also gotten up en sus long distance. They were the kind que tenían un trap door in the back, pero they kept him warm. He too put on his pecheras, and with his bib overalls in place y su camisa velada bien puestos, he too was ready to face the snow. Maybe we should go, make a lumbrita for your grandma, Grampo Caralampio whispered to Canutito. We don't want her to freeze her callos off on the cold floor, he said, sidling up to the fogón. And so he pitched some palitos inside the open door of the stove and sprinkled some aceite that he kept in an old Prestone bottle in the corner. With a fósforo from the cajita hanging on the wall, he lit the fire and added unos troncones de ocote wood before he closed the door of the fogón. There, he said quietly, it'll be nice and toasty cuando we come back. In the meantime, Canutito had been putting on his cotón as he watched his grampito making all the preparaciones. He had put on a cachucha vieja on his head, the kind that have orejeras that you can pull down over your ears. He found some old guantes de la mula that he could slip on over his manos to keep them warm. On his feet, he had thought of sticking on a pair of his grandpa's botas de regar, but then he decided that the hule might be a little frío, and so he put on his own chanclas instead. ¿Ya está listo, grandpa? Canutito asked, all excited by the prospect of going outside. Come on! Ya me dan ansias! I can hardly wait to see how much nieve there is! Oh, I think that maybe it's even past your rodillas, returned Grampo Caralampio. Both of them stepped out into the porch and watched as their breath made little wisps of humito in the chilly morning air. Grampo Caralampio grabbed la pala de barrer nieve from the corner over by la leña, and he began to make a veredita over to the comun for whenever Grandma Cuca got up. Oh, he was breathing heavily as he cleared away the pathway, and then he leaned on the pala. Ya se le estaba dando. He was much too old to be sweeping away the snow. In the meantime, Canutito had found some icicles had formed and hung from the top of the porch. He reached up en pinganillas and broke off one of these candelas. It was cold in his hand. He stuck the thin end of it into his boca and chewed on it. This was a treat that he'd been waiting for a long, long time. Just then, his grandpa came back over and spotted his grandson munching on the candela. Hey, throw that! that away!" he yelled at him. "Are you trying to catch a resfri or what? Don't blame me if you get a dolor de garganta and your grandma has to put you back in the camalta and give you remojos de pies." Canutito dropped his icicle, todo desconsolado. Oh. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, or habla usted Spanish.